Hi, Paul Sackett, Good News Broadcast. I'm speaking with Major General Jonathan Woodson from the Army Reserve Medical Command, the commanding general. And we're going to talk about patriotism during a pandemic, how it'll be different, and what a big honor to get to speak to the Major General. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me on your show, Paul.
Well, it's a big honor. You know, you're an unbelievably accomplished man, a professor, in addition to all your work with the United States Army and the Army Reserve, and it's invigorating, I'll say. Let's talk about patriotism. Let's talk about Memorial Day. And so how's it going to be? Is it going to be a virtual Memorial Day?
Well, you bring up good points. You know, obviously, this is unprecedented times where there are major constraints on large gatherings, and we need to practice good social distancing to stem the tide of this COVID infection. And so Memorial Day is going to look different this year. There won't be the large parades and the large gatherings and maybe the large cookouts that people are used to. Still in all, I think it's a time when Americans, particularly at this time, because we're in this crisis together, should reflect on the service and sacrifice of those who in the past were called to defend the nation and as a result lost their lives. And that's what Memorial Day is all about. So it'll be more of a quiet reflection. I think families should particularly look at members of their family that have served and sacrificed, but remember all that have served and sacrificed from recent campaigns to the Greatest Generation and beyond.
Well, I have been since a little boy, believe that this day is probably the most important day in by far in the United States and anywhere in the world on Memorial Days, which is us, you know, there are Memorial Days everywhere in the world.
And, there may be opportunities for, individuals to go out and see those small memorials in their town, observing social distancing. But, these memorials are erected all over the country and for most of the year and for perhaps many decades go unnoticed. So this is an opportunity to have a more intimate and quiet reflection on those who served and sacrificed.
This is so, and we're almost in a little bit with a pandemic. We have memorials going on as a result of just the pandemic itself, right? This is not a happy time for many people, is it?
No, it's not. But again, by reflecting on the past, we also can see how we can come through tough times and make it to a better tomorrow. So there's opportunity in those reflections as well to see a brighter future.
You're an optimistic, positive guy. That's great. Let me ask you a question here. Memorial Day and Veterans Day, what is the difference?
Well, that's a great question, and it's often confused. Memorial Day is that specific holiday, last Monday in May, in which we reflect on the fallen, those who have served and sacrificed, or as Lincoln said, gave that last full measure of devotion. So it is about honoring the war dead. Veterans Day is about recognizing and honoring the service of all veterans, many of whom, of course, will be alive and you can thank in person or maybe continuing to serve. So it's about honoring those folks who have served in the military and the armed forces.
How will you observe this year, the Memorial Day, today?
Well, I think within our family, we will be reflecting on those members of our family that have served and sacrificed. I will personally be reflecting on people I served with who have also sacrificed. One person in particular, John Pryor, a surgeon from Philadelphia, who gave his life in the recent campaigns. But I think all Americans can take time to learn about the wars, the sacrifice, individuals who have given their lives. It is an important moment to remember how profound it is to be called to defend this nation and give one's life.
I agree with you. We have on our broadcast Good News Military. You've done hundreds of shows with military personnel, and total out of respect for you.
Thank you.
The Army Reserve. Tell us a little bit. What is the Army Reserve?
Well, great. That's a great question. We're some 200,000 skill-rich individuals that stand ready to answer the call when the nation needs us. Originally organized in 1908 as a medical corps to support medical support during times of war. But fast forward, you can see how important it is today. There are many, of course, skills represented in the United States Army Reserve. A good portion of those skills are medical folks who have recently been mobilized and reorganized into Urban Augmentation Medical Task Force to go through to communities throughout the nation to support the COVID patient care response. They've manned the FEMA field hospitals. They've embedded themselves in hospitals to support exhausted staffs when they've had surge in COVID patients. But there are also logistics folks who have been mobilized, as well as other administrative personnel that have supported the response, such as emergency preparedness liaison officers who go and help assess the needs of community and help provide the support from the Department of Defense.
I know when you hear that they've, excuse me, and it said exactly like this, we've called out the Army Reserve. You, I'll be frank with you, you get a sense of, I don't know what they call it, comfort, or a sense of that this is going to be taken care of, whatever has to be taken care of. You've built a reputation that's impeccable.
Well, thank you for saying that. And I do think you're right that when there are these desperate situations and you do see men and women show up in uniform, there is that sense of confidence that we can get through this. But importantly, I think we also provide specific skills and capabilities that help support communities through the period of crisis. Of course, well, and support the nations in wars as well.
So the, someone in the Army Reserve, do you, is there schooling? Or I recollect that you have to go a certain amount of time to get into the Army Reserve. How does someone become a part of the Army Reserve?
Well, first, you know, you need to express the interest, and I would encourage all of your listeners who might have a skill that's appropriate for the Army Reserve to do that. But you're right. You do come in, and there's the military training that you receive. We do recruit people, obviously, with special skills, such as doctors and nurses who come trained and then can support specific functional areas. But we also train a number of individuals who have not had any prior training. So we bring in young people directly out of high school, for example, and train them as medics, respiratory techs or pharmacy techs, or other areas as military police or whatever it might be. So there's an opportunity for citizens to gain skills, or citizens with skills to contribute to the fight.
So if somebody today wanted to join the Army Reserve, what would be next step for them?
So they could easily go on and Google United States Army Reserve and identify the recruiter and who could give them information. If individuals wanted to know specifically about our current support, they can go to usar.army.mil/COVID-19 response to learn about what we've done, how we've organized and responded to the COVID crisis.
And how possibly they could get involved as well, if that's the way they felt was appropriate for them?
Yes.
That's really good. You're doing a great job, Major. Thank you. I feel security just talking with you on the phone, I'll be honest.
Well,
Let me ask you a question. We're involved with the last question, and thank you for taking the time to speak with us. We're involved with the International Day of Peace, World Peace, and I know many of the Army people, Navy, and so on, and the other organized groups, we have to ask, what is peace for them? And I remember Dwight Eisenhower saying, nobody knows peace like a soldier. What does peace mean for you?
Well, clearly peace is that aspirational state that we would hope for all humanity, where people coexist and pursue some of those basic items that are listed in our Constitution, which is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, where we can be mutually supportive. And that's what we've got to work toward every day. It is important to have that aspiration for the country and for the world as we go forward.
Major General Jonathan Woodson, thank you so much, and thank you for your service, and just thanks for your real good soul and heart for helping so many. Thank you.
Good to talk to you, Paul.